He's going to attack the deadline. There's no way around it. How could he not attack the deadline? They're going to be in a position to be a playoff team. This is an all-win year, all-in year. He is going to try and make trades. And I was talking about this with Fliegelman, actually. Here's the question. In this weird new trade deadline with all these teams making playoffs and everybody still in it, and who knows who's going to declare themselves buyers or sellers, we know the Yankees are buyers. I don't think there's any doubt. The question will be, in previous deadlines, Brian Cashman has been unwilling to make deals he's uncomfortable with. That's it. Is he willing to make a deal that he may be uncomfortable with? Is he willing to give up more prospects than he'd like? Do you have to give up how much do you believe in this team? How much do you believe this is an all-in year? And are you willing to give up Spencer Jones for a player who really helps you now, but you don't know about the future, and you have these visions of Spencer Jones, Judge, and Dominguez, you know, playing the outfield for the next 6 or 7 years, and that's the vision you have in your head? Or do you say, screw it, I have to go win this year, and I'm willing to trade a prospect who I don't know will be any good. We thought Volpe was going to be great, not so much right now. We thought Dominguez was going to be great, and he's shown flashes of it, but now he's, you know, been injured for going on a calendar year. Like, we don't know. And so is he going to be willing to trade more prospects than he'd like for a player that's going to help? Or is he going to go out there and look for the second best player where he's more comfortable giving up those kind of prospects? Because he didn't go, you're right. I mean, listen, they traded for Soto. They had to have Soto. Could they have added another impact bat? I suppose there weren't really that many out there. He could have went out and got Bellinger and given him a big contract. They didn't do it. They could have went out there and got either Snell or Montgomery to really bolster the rotation. They didn't do it. And now at the deadline, and we always joke, you know, it's always said, pencils aren't down until the end of the deadline. Are they willing to go out there and really sell their top prospects? I don't think they'd give up Dominguez, but will they give up a Warren? Will they give up a Spencer Jones? Will they give up, you know, some of these really top prospects that they like for a player who might not be someone who they'll have massive control with for the next couple of years? Are they willing to do that for a rental? Are they willing to do that for someone who is maybe at the second half of his career or something along those lines? I don't know. They weren't willing to do it for Castillo, although a couple of years ago everybody says the package that Seattle gave was better than anything the Yankees could have given anyway. But they went with Montas instead of, like, there's other scenarios. There are times when they do go out and get the best player, and then there are sometimes they don't. What kind of year will this be? But there's no doubt they're going to buy.